Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Todd Rowland with the Coleridge Church and Museum about their 5K fun run and wheelbarrow race set for April 7th. Race director with the church for the Coleridge Community Church and Museum for a 5K fun run and wheelbarrow race coming up at the White Rice Beach parking lot. Not until April, but you got a little bit of time, but a t-shirt deadline coming up for the run, a big run coming up. First of all, I guess, Todd, take us through the run, what the idea of the run is, and the purpose for the run.
Yes, we just want to get an awareness of Coleridge Church, let people know that we're still alive out there, and we still have services going on through Memorial Day, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And it takes funds to keep this beautiful old building up to date. And so they don't do a lot of fundraisers. We just thought this would be a fun way to do it. Get in there before the campers actually get in, run through beautiful White Breast campground, and enjoy the church and just get the word out about the church.
Now, we're talking about how beautiful this church is. Take us through some of the, a lot of people might not know the history of this church. Take us through this church. How long has it really been out there, and why is it really important to you to have the upkeep of this church going on?
Well, it's important to us because we want generations, my grandchildren, my grandchildren's grandchildren, to be able to enjoy this place. Just the history of this building, it's a special place. It really is. When you walk in there, you can feel it. You think about how many sermons have been preached throughout the years. It was founded in 1852 as a Baptist church, and then it burnt down, and it was rebuilt in 1909, and that is the current building that we have, hold our services in right now. It's just a beautiful place. I like to say it's like that movie Chronicles of Narnia, where you go through the wardrobe. You're going into another place in time. It just feels like that every time you walk in there. We're a group called the Friends of Coleridge Church, and we're just passionate to keep this place alive for people to enjoy for years to come.
Now take us through, when exactly is this run going to be going down? And you're talking to us now because you got a bit of a t-shirt deadline. When is that t-shirt deadline as well?
Yes, coming up soon here. March 15th is the deadline if you want to be guaranteed a t-shirt for the race. We will have some extras, but, you know, you're kind of rolling the dice there. We can't guarantee anything. But, yeah, it will be on Saturday. The race is held on Saturday, April 7th, and we have a 5K starting at 9 a.m. It will run through White Breast Campground. And the route is on our website, so you can check that out. And we also have a wheelbarrow race. If you drive by the church, you'll see a wheelbarrow full of coal out front. And so we kind of wanted to tie something unique about the church into our event. And you're actually going to be pushing a wheelbarrow full of briquettes to make it look like coal. And you'll just go around a cone and then come back. It'll probably be 20 pounds, whatever. But if a piece of coal falls out, that adds 1 second to your time. So anyway, the winners of the wheelbarrow race actually get to keep the wheelbarrow.
So now, I guess my question going with that, would you consider this then a pretty good family fun event?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We have different age levels for kids and adults to participate. You can walk, you can run, just come out and cheer, whatever. It's a beautiful area. It's out by beautiful Lake Red Rock, and yeah, we're really excited about it.
Now, these shirts, you said the deadline's March 15th. You got to go. Where do you go to get to check out these shirts, and is that all they got to do is go on the website and check out these shirts, or how can they purchase these?
You can get them the day of, but there's no guarantee how many sizes we'll have left because we'll be ordering. We'll get an idea of how many we need on March 15th, and then we'll go from there. But there'll be a few left over, no guarantee on size. But right now, we don't have the artwork done for the shirts. We do have the artwork for the hats. One thing we didn't mention, I guess, was you also get a hat for the wheelbarrow race. You get a shirt and a hat. And you can actually see our hats on the website, www.getmeregistered.com/Coleridge Church 5K. I know that's a lot to remember, but that's, you can go on there and see our shirts, or I mean our hats, excuse me, and that decal or that logo that's on the hat will be on the shirt.
Give your best sales pitch as to why people in Marion County, residents of Marion County, should come out and take part in this great event.
Again, it's the church. The church, it's a beautiful place. We want to keep this thing around for generations to enjoy. And do it at a beautiful time of the year and just come out and support the church. We just want people to know that we're still there and we're still functioning as a church.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Todd Rowland for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at canicareless.com.